You're listening to SBS News.
For former refugee Big Twi Pham, it was a gambling addiction which tore apart her new life in Australia.
Now I feel okay, but last time I struggled a lot. Affect my family, big effect, like breakdown family. I divorce and separate.
She met her former partner while in a Malaysian refugee camp and had little idea of his struggles with addiction until she arrived in Australia with him in the 1990s. Ms. Pham now works to help others in her community encountering similar addictions.
The reason I speak out because I have my own experience and I work in the field, so I want to support the people in that one and raise awareness to the community.
One suggestion is what's called the Library's After Dark program. First trialled in Melbourne 3 years ago, some want to bring it to the Fairfield area. Marie Saliba represents Core Community Services, which operates in southwest Sydney and represents the area's local communities.
There's not as many options for families that are away from alcohol, away from a gambling venue. This would allow opportunities for them to utilise existing infrastructure in the area by just allowing those to stay open a little longer.
More than 30% of people living in the Fairfield area are considered to be from low-income households, but perversely, it has one of the highest incomes from gaming machines. In the last Liquor and Gaming Biannual Report to May 2020, net profit from gaming machines in clubs in the area totaled more than $111 million. Kate DaCosta is assisting the southwest Sydney area on behalf of the Alliance of Gambling Reform.
There is nowhere else in the world that looks like New South Wales with having poker machines on nearly every suburban corner. So although it's legal, it's not safe.
Local libraries in this area are already open until 8 p.m. on most days. The hope is that by further extending opening hours and promoting the program, it'll provide a recreational alternative to gaming venues. The Victorian trial achieved well over twice its participation target after being tested in 4 local council areas and has been extended until 2023. Darabin Mayor Susan Rennie is a long-time gambling reform advocate who helped spearhead the Victorian program.
We've had a lot of people tell us that if it weren't for Libraries After Dark, they'd be home by themselves or they might be down in the local pokies venue. And a lot of people have talked about the connections that they formed.
Grassroots groups in the Fairfield area have written to the New South Wales government to ask for the initiative to be piloted in southwest Sydney. Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.